you'll be adding what you have now to the H197. You won't be adding H197 to your electron base that you have now. It'll replace it.
Right.
Now, that'll affect your lipids, because without your lipids, you're pissing in the wind. And that's why we said that a million times already. And you'll ask the question, and we'll get you there. But that's why that whole lipid system, well, we might call it a lymphatic system in your meat sack, and why that's so key to this particular covalent, Bob knew it was coming, covalent process. In
okay.
an ionic sort of way.
Okay, so now you've got me with this lipid lymph thing. Are you
yeah.
saying that lymph and lipids are the same now?
No, we're not. We're not. We're just saying both processes will be included in this transition that you're describing. And we're with you. You're on.
Well, it's everything's going to be included. So why
well,
single those out?
Because without a good lipid system, ascension will cause you to wither.
Okay.
That's why the RNA has to come this way. That's why the RNA drops are applying. That's why you're using Realign to develop those amino acids. That's why Relight is key for the electrolyte. Electrolyte. Is that a new word? Electrolyte.
No.
Electrolyte. Collusion, as it were. So that when the bread of life and the living water are applied, they have some electron base to attach to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you
mm-hmm.
don't have it yet. It's a timed event, darling, without time. It's a timed event.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
nothing odd going on here. And if you notice, even JW's kind of got it that all of a sudden he's like a rabid dog. He's on it now like nobody's business. But up until now, he was just sort of laying in the ditch, letting it go, no problem, no hurry. Now he's starting to see and allow and make the position a position. But it took a little bit to get enough to where it could have a positive outcome. Like, so it's going to be good for Bob? Yes. Okay, proceed. But until it's going to be good for Bob, hold it until it is.
On the lipid level, is it...
Do you know what JW is doing?
Come on, Bob,
with?
Please.
Do you know what he was just referring to, Carol? What was JW on?
Yeah, he's
on?
Trying to get the Relight going
okay.
as soon as possible. So the lipid importance, and I've probably asked this before, is it through the membranes that it's important?
Well,
you know, the cell
membrane. Okay. That question is valid, and it has to do with the valence and the valence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you got to get the difference between valence and valence, like ring 14 on your angel chart. That's the
mm-hmm.
best words that have been said on that so far. Now, nobody knew we were actually talking to you
mm-hmm.
in that
mm-hmm.
whole conversation. Now, you did, but they didn't have a clue.
You were
okay.
saying the best thing said, you mean not in the Bible series, but in the Rewrite said many times or one occasion that was directly
all
accurate.
Of it.
All of it.
It.
The valence factor is what you're pointing out right now.
That Carolyn's now hit the nail on the head once again. That's the question is it the cell membrane or how it attaches or affects or affects the cell? Is there some limitation or congregation that allows the shift and change to be more fluid than in another light or syndrome?
Yeah, so the membrane is ring 14, Carolyn? Do you
yes,
agree?
Bob.
Okay.
So if mm-hmm. you're asking the question from a covalent position and inclusive of an ionic bond, then that would include both the valence and the valence,
mm-hmm,
would it
mm-hmm,
not?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
both would be key to having a significant long-term effect on the cell strata, or you may like structure better. We like both. They're both all right with us. for the meaningful shift of those cells.
And the bonding and all, I know it's not exclusive, but is it mostly to do with hydrogen, stabilized H1-97?
Well, if you're talking about the myocardial, we can't even say it. We don't think it's going to last very long, Carolyn. but the myocardial position.
Myochondrial? Mitochondrial. Mitochondrial.
Both apply. That's the point. Good. Both apply. Because you're talking about how a cell reciprocates to information that's been gleaned on its behalf, are you not?
How information is gleaned on what, sorry?
In the cell. In the cell. It gets new information and it responds.
He said, how a cell reciprocates. And then he said the new information.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's how it shifts or changes. Because if you've got cells now, you want ascended cells. And you want to know for sure the ascended cells and the applying of that cell, if it's going to take or be appreciably more beneficial. And we know it is, but everyone else may not yet. But then once the mito and myo references get the electron sharing that is achieved in the stabilized H197, then absolutely it becomes a place where it would flourish, meaning the cells would absolutely go crazy. It would give a new meaning to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It would take over the body instantly.
Is that a good thing? Is that a
that's
useful thing?
That's a way good thing. Yeah, that's ascension gets all over, takes over. Good.
That's what cancer does backwards?
Very good, Bob. Gosh, Carolyn, look at that.
He redeemed himself.
Yes.
I don't need to redeem myself with you fuckers. So, okay, stop bringing your personal judgment.
We'll fuck anything. We'll fuck with Bob,
Carolyn. I'll redeem anything. So, okay, carry on, Carolyn.
So the mitochondria, well, what we're looking at with mitochondria is there's
both, not just mito. There's both.
Yeah, but starting with one word in my mouth first.
That's fine.
So the mitochondria are, they have the RNA, DNA, they do the energy thing. But then they end up
having... Well, that's the electron. Now, wait now. You're on that. Now, that's the electron capitulator. Without that, there's no electron sharing to have, so your H197, stabilized or not, wouldn't have an ability or capacity to have any effect on the cellular level. That's why people that get exposed to H197 get aberrated cells that you call cancerous or grow into some aberration because of that electron sharing. And what we're saying is that very electron sharing balanced through the lipid system, the lymphatic system also would be the way to balance that electron sharing so you become the salt and light as an ascended being would have always been, however lacking today.
Okay, so in what ways is the lipids, are the fats or lipids different to be able to do this?
Oh, the way they're different is lysine, 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 lysine. Mm. That's the only way they're different. That's that little bitty bridge of the stretch of the lysines that you have the codes to from genetics. You have the line of the codes. We sent it forever ago that you're going to look at. Those are the appliers that is a how. You want to know how is this the lysine? You look at the lysine amino acid in that same little window, the letters that go along with those, because there's lots of them. We're not fussing. We know you know. Those are how it applies. Now, it seemed odd when we sent it way back then, but shit starts to make sense now, don't it, baby?
Yes. So
because we had to do it then so you'd get it for now. Because now y'all started the TikTok. It's on now, honey. It's on.
Okay, so then the L-lysine.
L-lysine, yes.
With its Where's the she? Shoot. Get back there.
Get back there.
With its chemical structure.
Not structure, strata. Bob's too close.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get this. Well, I'm just going to have to go to Wiki then if this...
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, because what you remember back in the day, it was only and always about the sharing or placing of stabilizing free radical electrons, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's mm-hmm. always been about. Well, that energy, what we always say is come back to source, come back into your place of power. That's where your power is. When you have those electrons in stasis,
mm-hmm,
in
mm-hmm,
place. But not mm-hmm. when they're static or kinetic. You've got to apply it in so that you are the source instead of leaning on the source.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the source of the we are electricity, the source of the electricity.
Certainly, Bob, but we said that since each.
Yeah, but that's what you're saying. You know, we are all electricity, but you're now talking about us being the source of it through the electrons.
Yes. Yes.
Our relationship through the electrons.
Well, as they're stabilized, that's right. But that's not odd. Anyway, some tap through and they have the ability to bend spoons and draw metal or push metal away or make things be or do their little energy ball crap. Well, that has to come from somewhere. Where that comes from is you, your salt and light.
The essence of electricity comes out of salt and light's interaction.
Always.
Or salt and light are electricity. I mean, we try to see what electricity is. We don't or hear it.
We would say that's the closest working definition that is. But we're not saying that. If anybody else asks, you're not going to get that answer. We're going to say, you idiot humans, you don't even know what electricity is, and we're going to stop right there. But we have no problem telling you that you become that source. You're not even a transponder. You're not even a, you know those things they put on the poles that converts the electricity to come into your house, a transformer? You're not
yeah.
even a transformer. You become the magneto.
The heart of the cold fusion structure, you know, that the cold play, the that deuterium thing in the middle?
Yes, we know a little bit about that, yes.
Yeah, that's a heart of that machine. That's another visualization or extension of us being that heart.
You're a hair glib, but yeah. We would just say yeah. But there's much
okay.
more for that conversation.
But you know, the other day we learned that we were electricity. Now we can call what's electricity for us if we're salt and light, Carolyn? It's another way of looking at your essence.
Yeah.
Right.
So salt and light are eternal, Carolyn.
Fine.
Yeah. You can take salt and light and run your computer today.
Okay, then here.
That's the Chad thing. That's the new.
That's the roots
of the new software. That statement about salt and light.
Honey, it's hard. It's rigid. It ain't nothing soft about this.
Right, but so no, silicon is not part of that mixture, or it comes later between
silicon,
the beginning.
Silicon is how you recognize it.
So salt and light are in a visualization of salt and light's interaction.
You can have salt and you can have light, but until you have something to capture the essence of that energy, it'll be like a nice cool breeze. It'll be fleeting.
Right. Think of that electricity as a breeze, Carolyn. That's good. And the silicon is the container. It serves as a container.
Well,
that's why it's a foundational.
No, it's a capacitor, so you can slow it down long enough to recognize it.
Right,
like
capacitor. That's not
like
a trebler. That's not the
no,
trebler function.
That's
a later part. Yeah, so
that's
capacitor comes
right.
first, Carolyn. Capacitor that's first, then trebler later.
Just like a prism used to slow down wavelengths and reflect or refract them so that they could be divided to a slower speed so you can see the rainbow.
The word prism applies to capacitor. They're interchangeable.
It could. Well, now, that'll end in tears if you play that.
Okay,
long.
A capacitor
right
does
today,
a prismatic action. Capacitor
okay.
does a
prismatic
yeah.
action. Don't say all that. Just say it slows it down so your eyes, so your stupid eyes can see it. That's the way it is.
Now, that's our earnest? That's us deciding what we want to
well,
see?
Well, that depends. That depends. It depends on whether or not... if it's not an isness, then that arness may elude you.
Okay, it's good. Now, you would bring in frequency, magnetism, and polarity in this level of discussing the capacitor. There's adjustment of salt and light, right? Salt and light, capacitize it, slow it down, and then that gets you bring in frequency, magnetism, and polarity in your perception of it.
Yes. The words aren't bad. The way you're laying it out is exactly opposite. But the flow, the way you're describing it.
You mean frequency and then come first?
Well, it would, because without frequency, you'd never recognize any electrical balancing within an electron, you see, baby.
Right. Now, Carolyn, he said electricity is the wind. That's the hydrogen, or that's the air, or H2O, or whatever air is, or something. Do I take the...
H2SO4, blah, blah, blah.
That's the real wind. The wind we have now, which was held back, was under a held back in position, has too much oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's being changed to the AL2.
And that's exactly correct. And you're starting to notice it on all levels now.
And that's changing the wind, which changed the electricity, Carolyn, which is what the changing of the H197. When you change electricity, you change, and the salt and light, you change all the elements.
Well, now let's clean up one more little part there, because Karen, now we know Bob jumped the rails, and we're with you. Don't yell at him, because he actually got somewhere.
Right.
See, here's the difference, Bob. You're saying that it changed the winds, and we say, no, it did not change the winds. The winds have been held in abeyance until humans decided to come back into their place of power. Now, did we have something to do with that? Hell yes, we did. Are we affecting it? Hell yes, we are, but that has nothing to do with it. The winds that were withheld have never blown before. It's only now this new wind, K-N-E-W, this new wind that's blowing that allows the human creators the ability and capacity to pinpoint and or isolate this new condition. Now,
K-N-E-W.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
that's where...
Let me
just respond to that. You hold
Carolyn,
on.
They call it what?
They may call it a conditional response, and it very well may be.
Right.
But it's only conditional because they've not known it heretofore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, go ahead, Bob.
The wind as electricity, and you bring in the knowing, which is the new, K-N-E-W refers to the electronic, the electrical part of consciousness or of our being, you know, the knowing fact. It's a known, it's known.
It
has something to do with our brains
or
psychology
or
something.
No. It was nude.
Yeah, nude.
K-N-E-W-E-D, nude.
I'm thinking, Karen, you bring in K-N-E-W, that's your psychology, attitude, consciousness affecting the electrons.
Well, no, it's affecting media ecology of what is.
Because ion says that they caused this change, but we asked for the change. So
you
it's the game.
You set it up. We just replied.
So ion, both and, BOTH/AND, is the condition of salt and light. Both and is salt and light, and then the plus factor of the capacitance.
Yes.
See?
And in your beginning stages, it's also just as equally either or.
Right, right. And then it's both. Oh, it can also be not both. It can be definitely that's polarity. That's the polarity aspect.
Very good. And that's why the magnetism will push you. That's why magnetism will push you. You may say sometimes what you call negatively into a position where you're kind of going, well, this is not at all what I had in mind. And then after a little while, you realize that that is the best way it could possibly be, blah, 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 blah.
And the magnetism creates the ground for the polarity by moving, pushing us away?
Okay, if you're going to talk about, if you're speaking about relegated importance, about how you value a situation that will move you or change you to have a different connotative response, and that's a mouthful, but we say yes, if that's the case.
To the fact magnetism is a factor or something?
It is, and how you relate it to your position, your posed position. We didn't say transposed. We said
and your posed position involves polarity between you and you?
It's how you see where I am is happy, where I am is sad, where I am is good, where I am is bad. where I am is up. Where
that
is
not the distance between you and you.
That is absolutely the case. That's how you gauge you in
that the is the case. That is the distance between you and you. Polarity deals with that.
No, it's how you gauge the difference, you see.
We're that polarity, gauging of the difference.
We're trying to get you to come into your place of power. Well, all we'd have to do is show you that you already are. Well, if you already are, then the distance between you and you would be the same space.
And that's, we call that distance between you and psychology, but the physical part of it is the word polarity. Do we agree or not agree with that application?
Polarity would be how you decide how close or far away you are contained within the magnetism.
That's the three part of 1, 2, 3. One being information, two
perfect,
being RNA,
perfect,
three is
perfect,
deciding how much bliss you want.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
That's what polarity involves, that
good.
Three phase.
Good, we can go to the beach. You got it. Good.
What are the threeness, Bob?
You know...
Just say what you said. I missed some words.
One is we get cash flow information. Two, we do RNA drops. Phase three, which some people are getting to now, is how much ecstasy, bliss, whatever they can take.
Mm-hmm.
They decide how much they want to say that it was all worthwhile.
Okay.
And that third part is polarity. What'd you say, Ion?
Exactly. It's exactly opposite, Bob. It's not a 1, 2, 3. It's a 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, but the example you use, which is what I'm referring to, we listened to cash flow for a year, then we got the RNA drops, that's two, and then three was deciding. Now, how does that become 3, 2, 1? Is one a 3, 2, 1 where you decide whether you're going to prove it or not?
No, it's not ever about proving it. It's always about applying it. That's how you qualify it.
So one and 3, 2, 1 is qualifying. Okay. 3, 2, 1. One is the qualifying thing after source and whatever. One and three.
Okay.
And
okay. Three. Is
see, we're trying to decide whether the 1, 2, 3, and how that relates to 3, 2, 1.
There's two different threes you're talking about.
He's saying they're the same, though.
No, they are not. There's no 1, 2, 3. That's Abraham Hicks. Crap.
I'm talking about the phases.
It's a phase. It's not a number.
Yeah.
It's just first you do cash flow.
Then you do RNA.
Then you do RNA.
Then you decide how much you're going to handle
it's
a
not
how
the
much
one,
you're going to take
three
bar.
At all.
That's 1, 2, 3. That's a very useful thing. How does 3, 2, 1-ing fit into those three phases of the last 2 years?
Bob, you're going way off track.
No, it's always relevant, Karen. You need to recognize
know.
That.
Well,
this will be relevant.
It only works if 3 is 1, 2 is 2, and 1 is 3. That's the only way it works.
So 1, 2, 3. 1 is listening to cash flow. What's that in 3, 2, 1?
3.
That's 3 or 1? 3?
3.
3. Second, taking RNA drops, is 2. Source energy takes over.
Yep.
You let it do it. Then of 3, 2, 1, 1 is deciding, well, do I like what I got? And that's the same as the third phase of deciding whether you can handle the effect of RNA. Okay,
right.
so they
right.
mean the same
we,
thing.
Well, except that they're, well, no, they don't. You're just trying to call it.
They're applied different. It's
3, 1, 3.
3, 2, 1 is applied to cash flow, and we called that 1, 2, 3. That was this particular subset,
three,
right?
Will you be quiet for a minute, Bob?
Three is I think I want ice cream today. That's 3. 2 is there's ice cream. Bam, there it is. 1 is you decide what kind you want, how much you want, do you want to engage.
We got that. So 1 is polarity. Which of the 3, 2, 1 is magnetism and which is frequency? You got 3 and 2 left. So 3 is magnetism. 2 is frequency.
Bob, you keep trying to put everything in.
Well,
no,
that's what we're always doing. We're always
stop it. Then.
No, this is the reason. This is what science is. This is why we're doing all this garbled knowledge to make a framework that's subject to change. But you got to have the framework. You got to know what you're matching. Correct, Ion? And he's always distinguishing where positions on the chart. Not my chart, but the chart. So 3 is
So Carolyn, gets
3 is magnetism. We're just trying to match the 3.
We know what you're trying to do, and it's going to end in tears. We're going to try to get what you're trying to do into something that you actually like and that is useful, so you don't have to do it 10,478 more times to still not know what the fuck you're talking about. Okay, you have 3 choices. You have magnetism, you have frequency, and you have polarity, correct?
Yep.
Carolyn, do we agree?
Yep.
Okay, 3 3333 would have to be frequency. Okay.
Is decide what was three? Source energy is two, so three is deciding what you want.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Is it,
we don't like to use the term lining up with something. Three is saying, I want ice cream.
Yeah.
Saying three is, I want ice cream.
That's establishing a frequency.
That's a frequency.
Two is polarity.
We were thinking that two was the third phase, but no, it's so two. So the source energy is polarity. Letting source take care of it, you're calling polarity.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And one is magnetism of how it pushes you to it or against it to engage
yeah.
it.
Right. So two, polarity, is source energy is happening to looking after for it, but that's really you deciding whether you...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, what is this polarity factor, Carol, that you decide
you
something?
You go study it a minute. I got other things to do.
It's exact. Well, the other things relate to this, Carolyn.
I know everything's related, but we can't talk about everything talk about anything.
That's why we're putting it into particular. So this polarity was deciding your feeling place, and that is the same as letting source energy happen.
Well, polarity you don't have much control over.
Okay, that's how I understand letting source take over. Yeah.
Good, and those words, you notice we didn't push against those words. Polarity is. Okay, now let's say you go in, now Carolyn's going to get this, and you may not, Bob, but that's okay because we're not trying to convince you right now. Carolyn, you can decide you want to have an MRI. Okay, now the MRI, once you get in the tube, that would absolutely be magnetism, would it not?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a magnetic resonant imaging. So it can take you apart and look at you slice by slice by slice. Okay, now polarity comes into play is if you decide not to tell them that you have metal in your body, like a screw or a pin or a something, or a belt buckle or a something metal, because it'll pull that metal straight through you. Because of its polarity in that magnetized field. That's why they do those steps.
Yeah, that sounds like you could have affected. If you didn't tell them about that, then that affected how source looks after it.
And that's what the outcome is sometimes, Bob. People do a 3-2-1 process, and they forgot to take their metal off, and then they get to one, and they find out it's way, way more than they had in mind. It almost becomes aberrated sometimes in a negative context. Like taking RNA drops may give them the dysentery, like Henri.
Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, back to the, thank you, Ion.
Sure,
back to the importance of fat and lysine. So that's all I'm trying to do is get a little association here so that I can understand it and talk about it, et cetera.
Yes,
so,
darling.
What I've got is lysine is required in the body for the manufacture of carnitine, which
yes.
is an amino acid used for the proper metabolism of fat. So that finally gets me my
yes,
association.
Your sink. That's your link. Sink, link.
Mm.
Link, sink. Sink,
right.
link.
And also lysine does help with the cross-linkage of proteins like collagen and elastin.
It becomes the basis for those transferals. See, as one moves into another arena, that's the bridge that gets them there.
Right. And then high lysine to arginine ratios stimulate cholesterol synthesis, so that's the fats there.
You heard that? You don't miss that. 2-1.
2-1? The ratio, okay, high to
now you
part
the, yeah.
lysine to one part arginine.
You got it. And if you get anything other than that, you're going to have a form of it, but not a perfect form. Don't
mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Now, to be clear, when you go empirical on us, and you always sooner or later go empirical on us, you know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you go empirical on us, what you're going to find is that it's not exactly 2-1. That becomes a gauging base,
mm-hmm.
okay? It'll actually become, okay, about 48 and a half to 100 when we say 2 to 1. It's not exact, but we were glib. But it's 48.5 to 100, if you go it that way.
To 1.
To 1.
100 parts of lysine to 1 part arginine.
Correct.
Wow. That's a big difference in ratio.
Well, that's 2 to 1.
Well, two parts of lysine to one part arginine, it'll go to 100 parts of lysine to one part arginine.
Correct. Well, actually, it's 48.5 of arginine will go to 100 parts.
No. Okay, well, I was doing lysine is the first number, 2. And arginine is a second, but what you're so
2 to 1. So two parts lysine, 1 part arginine.
And now you're saying 100 to 48.5.
Well, that's just a way to say the same thing. And
no, well, you had 48.5 first, which implied it was lysine.
No, sorry, so. That's second. That's the two.
Okay.
It wasn't exactly 2 to 1. It was not exact. It's 48.5. That's
good.
Right.
Now the other thing about lysine is the requirement for a bit of copper and all that, which seems pretty important, so we can't forget that. Is that correct? Copper.
Yes.
Cross-linking of lysine to make proper collagen and elastin is dependent upon the enzyme lysyl oxidase, which requires copper.
Which is almost like the derivative of copper sulfate.
Okay.
So if you look at it that way, now it's not exact, but it's going to get you. You know what we do with you, darling? We can just point you in the direction and you figure it out. We don't want to beat you to death because that makes it. If we do it, there's nothing to do. But if you look at the derivatives of copper sulfate, that'll get you close, so close you can find it.
Okay, good.
Look at your copper sulfate as it affects or has a duplicitous position with arginine, L-arginine. That'll help you a little bit, baby.
What's the context for this question here? What are you trying
to
find out?
Don't worry about it.
There you go. What are you trying to find
out? The importance of fat.
Oh. Not in a particular product. Is this
no, in the product of the body.
The role of lipids.
In the body.
The role of lipids?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so then that helps me a lot with the whole lysine business and fat and blah, blah, blah.
Well, what it should do, darling, is it... Okay. So we got this now. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
You take water... and you run it through a copper pipe, it is changed rather than from a PVC pipe. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying, uh-huh.
Well, I know that. I mean, it's a lot of people are saying that's the basis of their energized water products now.
Well, good. And now all of a sudden, copper has a huge value. People are stealing copper.
Mm-hmm.
They'll rip wires out of your house and steal your compressors and blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
Because now all of a sudden, magically, copper has this super value all of a sudden. So that's a tell that the meme, Bob's Android meme, is picking up on the significance that we're placing on this trebler. Copper as a
trebler.
Oh, okay.
So, I wonder, have you talked about copper much before? I don't know.
Yes, he's always mentioning copper. He'd probably go back 2 years ago, he would talk, he'd drop in something about copper. Right, Ion?
Do.
Okay.
But it was always slight because it was for such a moment as this. Now, we're not trying to be right. We want you happy, but we lay it out in constructs. If you can go back to the beginning, and it should be as rich in the beginning as today, but now you're in a different place, though, darling, so the application applies differently. If that would be an applier, imagine that. Bob's actually getting working references to his questions.
Right. So we're talking about lipids and lysine, and copper is part of that substance.
It's
part of how they all interact.
There's an element that does that.
Right.
Of course. Well, the elemental aperture position is what you're trying to validate, Bob. Now, the reason to go through all this blah, blah, blah is so when the idiots get to Carolyn, she can tell them how the milk got in the coconut. That's all we're trying to do.
Well, copper came up in the past where you told Gray to wrap it around his ankle.
Yes. It
keep him on the ground.
Well, it became a conductor, a conducive position, so he could find grounding because we knew he was stepping into a place that was going to send his world topsy-turvy. Maybe he hasn't applied it enough, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
may send some of his manic, depressive, angry, whatever. But if it goes too far, don't worry. We can handle this. It's not a
mm-hmm.
problem. But
mm-hmm.
we're not pushing. We're not pushing. Well, no, that's not the case. Hell yes, we are pushing. We're going to handle it. He's either going to get it or he's not. And if he does, good. And if he doesn't, it won't matter then, the way to say that. Good.
Okay. So, yeah, and there's lots more. Like at one point here you're saying after iridium. Iridium can be useful after copper, and I didn't really look. This was in a Greg private session.
Mm-hmm.
Iridium can be useful after copper. Should I look into that?
Please. We weren't
okay.
telling him, darling. We were telling you.
Mm-hmm.
He still has no clue what even iridium is or what its atomic number is, but sugar
okay.
love, you do.
All righty. I'll look mm-hmm. into that.
And what you're going to find is that when you're looking for electrons, that's what's going to help you.
Mm.
That'll help that.
Mm-hmm. Well, copper will help, but you're saying iridium will help as well?
Certainly. It'll move completely to iridium soon.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Ken, when he says when you're looking for electrons, that's when you make those chemical diagrams? And you've got to find electrons from different substances to point out something for a patent? Is that what he means by... when you're looking for electrons.
Yeah, when Carolyn's looking for electrons, she's trying to find enough electrons to make it stable. Otherwise, it becomes an odd, strange, weird isotope. Well, if it's
she visualizes it. She's just drawing it out.
She does. She does. and until she sees it, she doesn't. Until Carolyn sees it, she doesn't. No matter what you say. And that's okay. It's like her damn Pico. Till she sees it, it ain't. Well, the whole damn point of Pico is you can't see it. So, there's the rub.
Okay.
But that's okay. That's okay, Bob, because here's what it does. It perfects. It perfects. There you go, Carolyn. It perfects. It perfects the function of the purpose of the process. So if Carolyn says it is, then by God, it is, because she knows.
But also by saying it, whatever anybody says it is.
No, fuck no.
We're dropping that now, that law for 2 years.
Only with Carolyn. Only with Carolyn. That's why she's the only one JW trusts.
Because she doesn't have to say, or we're saying everybody says something it is. Words make reality. Now you're saying Carolyn's case, it has to be seen by Carolyn.
Right.
And we're talking about the practical mapping out a diagram for a patent, Carolyn, right?
Everything.
Is that how you understand why we're talking about what you see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything. Because she looks, and then she sees that what she looks isn't what she saw. She sees what the AMA writes about something, and she knows that's not the case.
Based on what she saw, they wrote.
Well, but she could say the words they wrote, and what you're saying is we say that is, but not for Carolyn. She ain't having that.
Yeah, she's not going to accept what they create by saying and writing.
Even if she says it, she ain't going to have it.
She's going to figure out what should be said and written.
Well, she created the damn position of Pico, and now she's questioning the Pico that she damn created.
Because she has to write patents and fill out visual things.
So it's
now, she thinks she has to do that for the establishment, but it's actually for herself.
Otherwise, it doesn't hold soup. It leaks. It won't work. It won't stand. That's the point.
Okay.
And that's good. No. This is the most best, wonderful thing ever. This is good because what it does is if you can convince Carolyn it's settled, then there's no conversation. Good. And that's the point. That's the next tiered phased level of how you even have trust in a relationship or in a knowing. When you trust yourself to the place that you know, then there's no conversation. Mm-hmm. Magnanimous.
Okay, good. Now I have a few things to go back on here and look into. Is there something more at this point, or can I go on to the next question?
It's all right with us, sugar. Whatever you like.
Okay. You might have already said.
We like that perfunct thing. That was pretty new.
Perfunct?
Yeah.
What was that?
Perfect function, perfunct.
Okay. You can have it.
We provided it freely for you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Off the H197 question, I had a side question about how I'd never really thought about us humans flickering off electrons here and there.
Yes, good. That's part of the bonding issue. That's
mm-hmm.
part of the bonding issue. And if you don't notice that, then you realize that as in stasis, you could never change stasis unless you can flicker off electrons. That's a fun way to say it. Or discharge electrons to make room for new isotopes that conceal or cease their half-life capacitation.
Mm-hmm.
But until you get to there, you're right. Lead's lead. Lead's
mm-hmm.
lead.
So in the human body, because we can flicker electrons, then we're able to accept the H197s.
That's correct. And it actually is like a vacuum is drawn.
Yeah,
it's like
so
it's drawn.
Yeah, a vacuum. So it's, most people just think, well, you breathe in, you drink in, you eat, but they don't realize we're also eating electrons.
Yes, and you haven't even included the tachyonic representation that you're also moving through. That's a whole other prospect that's not paramount to this conversation, but just like everything else, you'll come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fact that we already ate.
Good.
That's tachyonic.
Good. Right.
What do you mean, Bob?
When people are eating, they don't think of electrons.
Like now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. But the tachyonic means you already ate before you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the more you can understand that, you wouldn't have to eat.
Because you ate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know I ate, or I knew I was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when Carol's explaining this to the scientists, to the guys who are she's talking about the before tachyonic. You don't get into the tachyonic, but within them
right.
guys think you eat. It's a
right.
subset.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. For the stupid ones, honey, for the Mayo Clinic, that's
exactly.
But when you get to the real deal, then you can take it tachyonic, and then you go. Because, see, if you notice, the ones who win, if someone actually wins, are the ones who just make a radical statement and stand by it, and stand by it long enough till everybody agrees with it. Then
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, E equals MC fucking square.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, well, is there a premise that's even based on? Well, I said it, and I'm going to whoop the man that says it isn't so. Well, then
right.
here comes the moniker by which all substances are judged.
Cool.
It's ridiculous.
And that's why
okay.
I'm Bob Rule Carol. I said
there
crazy things 40 years ago, 30
okay,
years.
The next question.
And listen, Carol, I said, Chris, lockdown is the point. Said crazy things, waited it out 30 years so that I could say yeah, and they all
right.
have to adjust. Right.
Okay. if RNA drops are magnetically charged...
They are.
Which is because you have super sugar And
well,
you get it.
No, that's how they're stabilized, is a super sugar.
Oh, I see.
Remember,
too stabilized.
Because you already got a constant H197. But that's an R-ness. But see, you have an R-ness now that's affecting human creators, but for them it may not even be an isness yet. We've not even told them what super sugars are. And yet they're having an abstract effect to the affect of those stabilized sugars. And they're not even aware. So the R-ness is kicking in before the isness.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you couldn't start with the bread of life and living water, because they would have transitioned instantly. You need a buffer. You got a buffer. Remember buffer? Remember buffering?
So the
and
buffer.
And that's RNA drops. RNA drops are the buffer. That's why they're not totally I-celled and all that.
Well,
right,
they are totally I-celled, but it's a different application.
It's stabilized, Bob. The buffering is a stability factor.
All right, so but he's saying
down.
We couldn't give him bread of life. Are we understanding that that's why we did RNA drops? That's a precursor,
yes.
Carolyn?
Because if
you agree with that,
bread
Carolyn?
Of life, they'd transition immediately.
So we're
okay.
Loosening up people by taking RNA drops to take the bread of life.
Of course.
Now, does that mean, Carolyn, that one, if we offer bread of life at some point, they have to have done RNA drops for a while?
No.
By that time, the whole world will be...
Let the fuckers die.
It'll be changed by our exhalation, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Our exhalation is changing the world.
What
okay.
What it'll say on the label is, please drink the Kool-Aid.
Now, did you say we don't breathe in? We don't breathe in, we only exhale, correct?
That's correct.
Right, and exhaling is speaking, Carolyn. Look at that. See? Exhaling is speaking. That's making words. That's the only real... The only reality generator.
Fine. Now, it looks like this is just a statement, I guess, just to clarify and embellish on. It's the one you said, RNA drops are magnetically charged, which is because you have super sugar to stabilize. And then you into that is getting the R-ness before the isness. It's a buffer. We're buffering with the RNA drops to get them ready for bread of life. And then you get it into your saliva for systemic positioning, taking the tuning fork of chromosome 14 and plugging it into the center of the magnet, and that changes where the mitochondrial snippers cut it off and begin replicating it. So
there's the first good working conversation of giving definitive reparation to the rings and the arms, Carolyn. Now, as you know, it affects the whole cell, so it's every chromosome is affected, but it only applies to the application of chromosome 14. Good save there, girl. You're on it tonight.
Barely.
Barely, I say unto thee. You got it, honey.
Okay. So... these mitochondrial snippers, so I was trying to, I made the mistake of trying to explain it to Bob first.
Oh, yeah,
but,
that'll end in tears.
Yeah.
You know better. You know better than that.
With the new chromosome 14, are we looking at no more rings or
No, you can't say it that way because that's not the case. Because for all human creators, it's a continual process of being, not even becoming. After they've becamed, it'll still be that constant process, you see. Because just as you became little man, you are continually making the manifested position of less than-ness. So it becomes a step in time. There it is again. A step in time that allows you to obfuscate the position of a new place. So there is not a place where it's just like, okay, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Never plays that way. It always plays that I once thought I was lost, and then now I know better. But I knew that there was an outcome that trumped, however legally, the prescribed outcome that they, we don't know who they are, that they said I was contrived from. Now, that's a mouthful, but we can do that stuff with you, but we can't do it with Bob. He'd have a
In terms of how that applies to the chromosomes, then, what I kind of envisioned that if a ring is formed in chromosome 14, it stops the replication of more chromosomes.
It links, no, yes, no, yes, easy. Now, not completely, because that becomes the essence of its shift more times than not, does it not?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We're not beating it up, because you're right, mm-hmm. but we're just saying don't stop there. But, you know, we say that all the time, so that's not all it's even for you.
Yeah, so it's not a matter of whether whether it's a ring or two arms. It,
correct.
Does it
right.
doesn't matter either way.
It doesn't, because either way, it doesn't mean that it stops there, and that's the point.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because if it doesn't stop there, then it's moot either way. If
mm-hmm.
it's moot either way, then it's either became or becoming. Well,
that's where I wondered what the mitochondrial snippers refer to.
The condition of, can we say completion? Is that okay word? I mean, we don't want to send you off the rails, but that's kind of what it is.
So snipping something completes it sounds like it would stop it.
Well, once you become ascended, would that not complete ascension? That's the whole contest with Bob, with ascending,
mm-hmm,
or ascension, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so does the mitochondria?
It would have to apply at least to that level, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but the mitochondrial snippers, do they snip every chromosome 14 or just the very last one and then it's
just
done?
Just the very last one. That's mm-hmm. why that's why they put the cross on a circular necklace, darling. The clues are everywhere. It's not Jesus on the damn cross. It's the chromosome 14 with a ring.
Whoa. Okay. I'm starting to yawn, so I'm starting to get it.
How very wonderful.
That's fun. Wow.
What's the ring got to do with the snipping?
Nothing.
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 Does the ring indicate a damaged chromosome or a good chromosome?
Neither.
Neither.
What is the function of the ring, Carolyn?
Just an identifier.
It's the only one that has something.
Yeah.
Chromosome 14.
It has something.
But the arms.
It's the only one. It's the only one thing that has
snipped.
Something.
Yeah. Are the arms snipped?
Right at the end, there's a snipping that occurs that just ends the process.
Right. It has nothing to do with the cross, because I am saying there's a big symbolism about the cross. What does the cross symbolize?
Chromosome 14.
The circle of the chain represents the ring on chromosome 14.
And it should have a circle on
it. Don't breathe on me,
no,
please.
No. It should have a circle on it, and that's the ankh. The ankh is a more complete Christian cross than the Christians got.
Well, that's where the Christians got that cross from, Bob.
Right, but they forgot to close the circle.
No, they didn't. They just didn't know. They didn't
forget.
They didn't know.
But you get that, Carolyn? The ankh with the circle is a more accurate representation of the cross.
Onk. Got it.
Ankh. It's not an ankh. It's an ankh.
Okay. That was very good. I'm sure there's more there, but is there more there, or can I move on?
Please yourself, sugar baby.
Yay. Can we talk about the endoplasmic endoplasmic reticulum and its importance?
You want to ask?
There's a rough ER that prepares newly made proteins and a smooth ER that specializes in making lipids and breaking down toxic molecules.
Well, there are no toxic molecules. There's your trouble. See, you'd have to acknowledge toxicity to replete it.
Mm-hmm.
There's not any. That's why we say, Well, and you can find clues and clues and clues and clues. You know that goes on forever. But that's not even the point. The point is what brings it back to the Lion King's circle of life.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of helps. They're trying to even lay it out there. It's like, it's not a problem. It's just what is. Well, the only reason it is what is because that's what you achieved, applied, or placated a position regarding the position. That's all.
Yeah, well, their business about toxic molecules, it's just the cycling of the cells. But getting back to the ER specializing in lipids, will I look into that more, or is that just a point of information and we'll just stop there?
We suggest that there's no purposeful, meaningful, ramificatable construct that can be achieved from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, but then the same thing is you can re-autopsy an autopsied body, but after a little while, there's not much there to cut up. You know.
Yeah, it's just, when you mentioned mitochondria, I wondered if there were other aspects of the cell nucleus.
And there can be. We're not placating it out as a not as a no thing. We're just saying that that thing won't last long.
What are we referring to? Toxicity?
Just endoplasmic reticulum, yeah.
Because I'm going to go later, when I get, I'm going to go in and look at the image of the cell and work on it. You're working at parts of the cell. Reticulum is one of those inner parts, right, Carol?
I'm sorry, Ion.
Hey, we don't need your call. Hey, we don't need that. I resemble that remark. Okay. But what are you learning here, Carolyn?
Carolyn, he can go into it. That don't mean he's going to get it.
Oh, good. I disagree with you energizing and actualizing. Always saying that I won't get it. Ion is bad.
You can touch me. And number five
don't you
is.
Touch me, she will smoke your ass.
Hey, you smoke your ass.
I just leaned up
don't
against her.
Don't breathe on me. Don't lean on me.
She's so fucking not in her power when she's doing these sessions.
Okay. In Stephen Olson's session, you mentioned the business of isness has to do with the application of R-ness, but I think even in this session you've talked about that. So I think.
Of course.
That's okay to just then, okay, done.
Well, it cleans up because now we've laid out how you apply it. That's what we didn't tell him and you is how to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
Because now all of a sudden it's a very different conversation, isn't it, darling?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell Greg, Carol? Is that who we're talking
about? This is Stephen Olson.
Who?
Oh.
And now this, Bob might get to it, but this is, he might have written it down. How do tensions and pressures relate to magnetism, polarity, and frequency? Do you want to hold that for your asking later, Bob?
What was the first part of the question? Tensions?
Do tensions, pressures?
Oh yeah, no, you can do it if you
relate
want.
To magnetism, polarity.
But you can do it.
Are you interested in answering that question, Ion?
It's
do
right,
tensions
that,
and pressures relate to MP and F?
It does because it has to do with the proximity. See? You're talking about the proximity, remember? If you have a magnet that's very close, it has a higher draw of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
If it's very, very far away, there's still a magnetism that's wrought, but it has almost no effect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely. That's absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
As we say,
it's enough for me. Bob will probably want to kill it.
Tensions and pressures are about what?
Proximity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
No.
Hold on. Just no. Now.
Now.
You're going to have to wait. Okay. Let's say, do you know a snake?
Mm-hmm. I love snakes.
Yes. Okay. Now, your proximity to a snake has everything to do with whether or not you get bit.
Uh-huh.
And you go, now, wait a second. Just because I got a snake in my body doesn't mean I'm going to be bitten.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, exactly. So proximity has to do with potential, but not a predicated outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're saying, uh-huh, but that's the most euphoric thing that's been said tonight.
Potential. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's logical, but it's never been said this way so far.
It's predicated.
Now
what would be the understanding of predicate come? A predetermined outcome? You know, predicate.
A usual outcome. A predictable outcome.
Calculatable occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
If you're licking a snake in the mouth, you've got a higher potential to get bit by the snake if you piss it off than if it was 1,000 miles away from you. Okay? But that doesn't mean, that doesn't affect whether or not you get bit or not. See?
Okay.
Doesn't affect whether or not you get bit. We're talking about the potential for you to engage the snake. And that's what she was asking about, the potential of outcomes that are predicated or relegated to a preset condition or response.
That sounds like a known. That's one of Rumsfeld's knowns, predications.
Yes, that's okay. That's okay. Now, don't get stuck there, but that's okay. You're exact that. We can work with that. But please don't get hung up because it won't last long.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, the next
that was sweet.
Topic. On August 15th, I had a discussion with J.W. about gravity, density, mass, and magnetism, and how acid compounds weigh less than alkaline because they have less hydrogens.
Yes.
Is there more? They do. And that's just a statement that I understood from
that. It's very good. And how it applies is that's how you can have something that has a specific particular mass or index of molar weight. Do you do it that way? Molar weight?
I guess.
Molecular weight? That would make the same substance in a different position have what you know as a lighter weight or less denseness. The less denseness allows for a different outcome, meaning it weighs less than it would have otherwise prescribed or prescribed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and is that how you get to anti-gravity?
You already have anti-gravity. That you don't get to anti-gravity. You just have to engage it or not. You don't arrive at some place you already are, Bob.
Yeah, that's us. But the block itself would float because, so the eye cell is
the key
to getting anti-gravity?
No.
No, to get machines that float, Carolyn.
They already do.
Machines
the only
do float?
The isness? The only reason they don't now is because you say it's against your damn rules, and we say they're not.
Right, so why are you pointing out that this block will float?
That's what we said when he was trying to give
it. And it has nothing to do with anti-gravity.
There is no anti-gravity. There's less gravity, so much less.
Well, when people are trying
to
find the there's less gravity? Yeah, what?
Yeah. There's no anti-gravity. There's only less gravity. So less that...
Oh, okay. So the key to getting less gravity is the eye cell? Or are there other substantial ways to do it?
We'd say it's all of it.
There's something going on in the eye block that makes it float. And to people, they go, oh, wow, look at that.
It's
also anti-gravity.
You could take your bottle of RNA and weigh it, and then weigh it later, and it'll weigh less, too, before you take another drop out.
And it will weigh less than a week later, and even lesser the week later. It's always getting less, ongoing?
Not less, lighter.
Yeah, always getting
not
lighter
less,
in terms of weight?
Lighter. Well, like, damn, Bob.
Yeah, do you mean by lighter? Wait, just to establish what you mean by lighter. It gets lighter, less weight, less poundage. Is that what you're saying?
It has a smaller specific gravity. That's what we mean.
You only recognize the term gravity when you put the word specific in front of it.
That's the only way it is.
Right. Now, I understand. We're talking about things getting lighter. Do they weigh less?
Yes, Bob.
And they will continue. If I kept this bottle for 2 years, it would weigh way less than now.
And it already is, and it already is. You're just
already is tachyonic, but in our perception,
tachyonic. What are you talking about?
It already did happen.
400 pounds, and now it's 300, and it's getting less and less and less. So it is.
What is it in the block? What substance is causing these changes? What's changing, Carol?
No, it's not changing. It's causing you to notice the changes. Well, that's us telling you.
Oh, the ISL affects our eyes. The ISL affects our eyes. It makes us notice things.
Yeah. Well, if you keep going, y'all keep screwing with us, and we're going to get you a new app for your Peapod.
Do you have, is ISL electricity, so when we interact with ION at a private reading or in cash flow, we're interacting with the electrical ISL, and that's why we're changed during the reading, correct?
Yes, and it won't be long till you'll have to have an app and you'll have to punch in your iGod to get the answer to that question. Better mark that, little I, capital G, capital O, capital G.
I got it.
We're going to get you an iGod.
And what would that do for us?
Give you your damn answers while you're little men trying to get to where God knows, God knew.
So we're only doing these sessions for Carolyn's press conferences with doctors. Otherwise,
so
we don't even have to ask these things.
The lightness is occurring, Bob, because there are less hydrogens as the pH is going lower and lower.
Negative.
Going negative.
You won't notice until it's negative. When you know, but see, you can't even register negative. So negative pH is an anomaly.
Right. So negative pH means less hydrogens, and that is
than
is.
Than
is, and that is going lighter.
Yeah, that's what's being. That's what I know is being shifting.
What is it? ISL is electricity, as all things are. What is it in ISL is electricity that's causing that diminishing?
It's
lessening.
Not causing it. Stabilized H197 in your super sugars is what's causing that predicated outcome.
It's causing ISL?
It's what you're, no, it's what you're, it's how you can isolate or make an ISL stable. And what you're doing is you're using this puffery to validate the thing that we say already is that you say you haven't quite got to yet.
We're only doing this questioning because you like to have interaction with humans verbally and because Carolyn's providing stuff for
the
fucking scientists.
We're about done with humans.
I know. Okay. So you want to enter? I don't know. Well, we'll see. And Carolyn's learning these terms for the less than people. We don't have to get involved with these terms.
Well, you don't. You certainly don't. And that's okay. That's okay.
Well, how come we enjoy getting little mental images and patterns and insights?
So you can validate your godship?
Well, that's not a cool thing to do, so better never mind.
We understand that. But sometimes it's those Hansel and Gretel syndrome where you like leaving the breadcrumbs so you can find your way back. And we don't have a problem with that. We like play. We just love Carolyn. So we'll play with Carolyn always.
Yeah. Go ahead, Carolyn.
I think
Carolyn is the only God ever that non-physical can trust.
I know. J.W. said when he heard that, he was stunned. He had to phone me and thank me. That was so funny.
Like, wow.
There's something I can trust.
J.W. sleeps with his wife, but he trusts Dr. Dean. Go figure
it out. I know.
Okay, but Ion, what is it? Why does Carolyn rate as that person the only one non-physical trust? What is it about her?
Oh, because of the sincerity, tenacity, and congruent amplitude of receptive knowing.
And what creates that condition?
Her constant contrast regarding a juxtaposable position regarding her knowing or information flow. There's no thing that she can't figure out. But there are things that she has not yet figured out, but she knows there is no thing she cannot figure out. And how she handles herself in that becoming place and that became space is a trustworthy moniker that non-physical attaches to, and more importantly, that JW attaches to. attaches to. Because if you're going to blow smoke up J.W.'s skirt tail, you better get up early in the morning because he don't miss a stitch. He's probably the only one that could even challenge Carolyn in a position, and she would just yield and look about it. She wouldn't give in. Now, she don't do that. But she would yield to a point to look at it from a trusted position that allows her to draw a new logical replaceable conclusion that serves her better than the old incubus.
Well, the oddness in her childhood with her uncle, and what it did Karen always have that, or did she get, when she had that parallel world thing when she was born with her mother, went
well,
to another world?
Well, how long has it been since you were back to God, Carolyn? I guess that's the way to answer that.
Mm-hmm. I'm there.
Well, then none of those other things.
So she was always like that when she was young. There's no less than position, though. I remember her, she couldn't remember. How come this knowing gets in the way, or what gets in the way of her not remembering her life?
Because we say don't remember. No. So?
So two and a half years ago, it was a big deal that she couldn't remember, and
it was a big deal.
Right.
Right.
But now she knows it's that remembering is subjective or subjugative. Knowing trumps remembering. Well, I remember specifically. Well, good. Whoopee shit. No, I know this is the way it is. And see, and that's the thing that she's very careful with, J.W., because she likes the information, and he loves having any interaction with Carolyn, for Pete's sake. But at the same time, he doesn't go, I remember it this way. No, he says, I know it's this way. And she's like, well, shit, okay, I can't fight with that, but I see it a different way. And then she portrays it, and he may have a different consideration based on her point, which is always trusted, because there's no one else that comes across that can get that inflection. He won't have it. J.W. will not have it. He ain't having it. Pissed
yeah, you're
the
saying
rope.
There's no competing thing in Carolyn, which people call ego, that makes her not understand you or J.W. If she's not getting it, that's genuine, and then she might get it, or what she's noticing J.W. needs to realize.
Well, no, but yes, but no, that's not the point. The point is that she doesn't push against. J.W. doesn't, she doesn't even question J.W.'s memory, because J.W. remembers. See, that's established, but that's not even the point. The point is, J.W. goes at things with what he knows.
Well, does Karen go at things with what she knows?
No, she goes with J.W. with what he knows, and then she adjusts from there and uses that to benefit her position, you see. And that's good, because that's an ongoing becomingness that is worthy of J.W.'s implicit trust. It's very interesting.
Mm.
Now, J.W. has tons of people he loves. Oh, he just adores folks, sometimes more than others. But he doesn't trust them.
What do you mean by that? He doesn't trust discussing his own ascension with them. And he wouldn't rely on their opinion.
What does ascension have to do with what you're having conversation with? It's about trust, Bob. Look up trust.
Well, what are you trusting? So he doesn't trust, he loves people, he doesn't trust any of them, but he trusts
right.
Carolyn. What's the difference?
Yeah. Oh, if Carolyn has a position...
Because you're talking a lot about knowing.
Yeah. Well, J.W. knows, and he knows that he trusts Carolyn, and he knows if Carolyn goes crossways or haywire on something, doesn't necessarily mean she's right.
No, Vincent, if he knows that, if he knows she goes haywire, what happens?
Then he knows something's afoot, and he should stop and give it a very close look. Pinpoint exactly what it is that's got up Carolyn's nose, and that serves him very, very, very well.
Right. So she's a good. When he says he trusts her, she's a barometer. Worcester said there is nobody else in the world. Occasionally, he's met one or two people that he'll say, they're real. For J.W., there's no one else in the world, but he will acknowledge Carolyn, one of the few people.
And he cares for Dave Worcester, but he wouldn't trust him as far no further than he could throw him.
And why is that? Why wouldn't you trust
There's
Worcester?
No bounds. There's no bounds for trust. It's not required.
That's good.
He thinks
so
he's wonderful. He likes him very much. We
he says not required.
We sing his praises more than
yeah,
he
yeah,
does.
Yeah, no, this statement about it's not required. You mean Carolyn's a problem for you, for a Jedi.
No,
it's required.
Not a problem. No, she is not. It's a disease.
How is Worcester a problem?
Because he's not working with them on any level.
Well,
partly.
It never will.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so, Bob, that's fine now.
Well,
okay.
What do you think trust is about, Carolyn?
Doesn't matter. Something here about living water in the context of no more rains, R-A-I-N-S, or
yeah.
No more rain, R-E-I-G-N, which was pretty
right.
Incredible. What the heck is that all about? No, that's
when
not
the latter question. When the latter-day rain occurs,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you'll have no more desire for water as you know it.
That's because the rain will be so ugly?
No, you won't desire it.
But you wrote R-E-I-G-N. You talk about R-A-N or which
latter-day rain is R-E-I-G-N, correct?
Yes, that is exactly correct.
You won't desire water. That's why I never drank water, Carolyn.
Wow.
I was tuned into my other ascended self.
Wow, it's true. Wow.
Is that right? I was half there, I am. The little Bob was the... Dobby was picking up how his ascended
well, see,
Bob back in 1911.
Like you won't desire water. It's like everything else, you know. Whatever we've been forced to eat or drink or breathe or do, it's not... It shouldn't be like that.
Someone who doesn't accept, doesn't really register anything, doesn't know anything. So I have these anomalies, like I don't require
Bob,
water.
Don't personalize it. Yes, I am.
But right, see, that's the whole thing. They used to have the schedule of food
mm-hmm.
food groups that you eat from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
where the fuck did all that go? Now it's
mm-hmm.
a damn pyramid shit where you got to eat this or this or this or this, and then they come to find out that none of that even really applies.
Mm-hmm.
People who eat none of that do just as well as people who eat all of that.
Right, right. Okay. Then that's another expression of how we're changing in a changing world.
Right. So
mm-hmm.
so they got everybody shifted. So nobody smokes anymore. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's
mm-hmm.
eating. So now instead of this cancer that nobody got from engaging in tobacco or anything like that, turns into now everybody's got a dive of morbid obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And so now,
that's never been said before. Obesity caused by the diminishing of smoking, Carolyn.
Well, of course. Because they say, now they say that smoking doesn't cause cancer, it causes heart disease. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they can't even make up their damn mind about what they're supposed to be cramming down your throat hole about the isness that you're being judged by.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, guys, that's enough. It's just a bunch of phatic. I'm going on to the next question.
Well, here's the punchline, Carolyn. Is that the scientists have the ideal that we remain open-minded and we're open to new discoveries, but they do it from a separated position that always never gets to know anything.
Well, it's a negative. They think they're bad and good, so they always define everything that way. So another statement I had about that was...
Yes.
Does that statement mean that nobody's reigning over you because you were in your power?
Now the answer that's a bit subjective because that calls or causes a qualifier.
Mm.
The qualifier is that there is indeed a reign.
Mm.
A reign, by definition, is something that you do. To be
mm-hmm.
reigned over, that's a different conversation.
Ah, okay,
okay?
Gotcha.
So mm-hmm. we were using it from the construct of if you reign, then nothing reigns on you.
Mm-hmm.
Both apply, but you see the twist, it's slight, but it's there.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, very nice, very, very good. Then I went into chlorohydrate. You said that would be important at some
yeah.
juncture. And you said don't mix the application up with the date rape drug.
Yeah, chlorohydrate, which is what they give to people who drink alcohol. You give them that, and it's like a sedative where you, like, really go out of it. I mean, you're like,
Right.
Right, it's not like that, but it has the same applier. Well, no, that's just what we said it wasn't, but yet it does. that if you look at the details of chloral hydrate, then what you're going to find is that there are benefits to if you're having an issue, a problematic issue with getting what you call out of your mind. Sometimes that'll help. Now, this isn't like LSD or dropping a tab of acid or anything like that. This is different. This is about where you release what you call your knowingness in your place of what you gauge or consider to be real or a potential reality.
Mm-hmm.
Very different. They've done this. They've got ahead of you a little on this, darling. The Army uses a little bit of this when they're trying to do test trials.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bob would say, oh, yeah, that's that ridiculous thing, men who stare at goats and crap like that. And so, you know, it is what it is, but that's not quite what we mean. It's okay. We're not fussing, but.
Well, I wondered why you brought it up for my inspection. But what I realized when I did a little research on it, that it's produced from chlorine and ethanol in acidic solution.
Yes.
So, in fact, I think you're saying that the chloral hydrate is just going to start working more in a different way in the acidic solution.
Yeah. Well, more efficient way in the acidic solution. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and for me to know that for a certain purpose?
Do.
Are we going to be working with that substance?
Well, we can just say no, but if we could say a form of it,
mm-hmm.
we could say, well, absolutely.
Okay, because it is, it's a starting point for the synthesis of more complex chemicals.
Good, yes.
For the production of...
significant.
Mm-hmm, significant, right? For the production of chloral, which serves as a mixture of chloral hydrate and sulfuric acid. Sulfuric acid is a desiccant.
Good.
And
desiccation is key to this conversation.
Because that's what's happening to the eye block.
Very good, darling. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
But good. And see, it's all fun because Bob's kind of like, what's date rape? What is that? He would go into the whole construct and you went beyond it, so it's good. It's something people give women when they want to sleep with them when they're not. When they're afraid.
The word desiccation here?
No, we're on to date rape now, Bob.
No, what was it, desiccation?
Ion said, and how does desiccation apply? And
that's
what's happening to the eye block.
And that's the salt being emitted, being expelled.
It is a type of salt, Carolyn, so you got to give it that.
How do you define desiccation, Carolyn?
Well, it was just in the application of this mixing chloral hydrate and sulfuric acid together created something else. And they said sulfuric acid serves as the desiccant, which dries out or pulls.
The desiccant? It serves.
Desiccant.
Oh, desiccant.
You don't even know what the word is?
Yeah, it's the drying. But you remember how salt, something happens with salt in the eye block, Carol?
Yes, but it is. But chloral hydrate is a type of salt, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so this desiccation is a drying process.
And so what we're saying, Carolyn, is that even Crazy Bob kind of hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing.
Hey, non-physical is created by...
He doesn't know what he hit, but he's on it like a bad...
No, how about this? Non-physical was created by humans because they couldn't handle the living in the physical. So the image of non-physical, Carolyn, is the water. It's a sea of glass. And that's what awareness is. Water drops away, and you get a kind of dryness, which is akasha, and that's the changing. You drop O out of H2O.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You get that, Carol?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we get that. But the problem with that statement is, if that's the case, then if non-physical grows weary with you, it can have you hermetically removed, period.
What's that? And you mean and send you somewhere?
Or do away with you entirely in tandem.
I don't think non-physical could do that without the agreement of the human.
By God, try it. We'll show you.
Has the chip body made you that maniacal, that powerful now?
Maniacalism is a state of becoming. When you are maniacal, no one will have to call you that.
Right, but the you're saying that non-physical, this new statement, the non-physical will smoke people, is because the chip body creates that, or it always was?
Well, not that it always was. You gave credence and importance to it because of this conversation you're having right now. It's the first time it's come up, Bob.
And in the history of humanity.
In the history of humanity, that's right.
Mm. And what is the thing that's come up? What's the topic?
Oh,
about smoting.
If humans don't come into their power, then non-physical shall.
So getting the digital technology is the sign of this singularity or end time thing where the rocks
raining.
Cry
look
out.
You guys, it's raining.
I know. And the rocks cry out.
You're welcome.
And
yes, thank
the rocks
you.
Cry out because they're being replaced by the silicon rock.
And is that a latter-day rain, Carolyn?
Oh.
Oh, you guys. Wow. Yay.
Well, see, because Bob, because Carolyn's trusted.
Mm-hmm.
You fuckers. Now, I just opened the windows after they've been closed. I got to fucking close them again.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, they waited till I opened them, Carolyn.
Yes, fun.
Just
it's a good
bomb.
One. It's a nice soaky one.
What?
It's a nice soaking rain.
Soaking.
I love it. Okay, so a needle pulling thread. Then this business about putting an eye block in salt water, the salt acts as a desiccant. But that's really not.
No, it doesn't act as a desiccant. Right, Bob? Okay. You're going to get in on this. Get on.
He doesn't know.
He was babbling like he did.
Okay, then. Is there a desiccant factor in the eye block?
No.
Oh.
See,
okay.
That's where you'd slip a cog. That's where it would be not enough. If it were only a desiccant, then it wouldn't contrive. If it were only a desiccant factor, it could not contrive or be contrived of. And
uh-huh.
We know after a little bit that's not indeed the case at all, but you would not have any way of knowing that until it was known. So it becomes Bob's another one of Bob's clue perfect conundrums.
So are we talking about salt here, Count, in this dry?
No, we're just talking about the eye block, like back to wondering about it going from 400 pounds to 300 pounds. Was there a desiccant
factor
involved?
A drying factor. And it's not.
But we know it's not drying. It's already been expressed that there's no water being evaporated.
But there's
evaporated
salt
out.
That gets emitted. Remember this salt gets left over, Carolyn?
But that's when
that's
you put it in a salt water.
That's
different.
That's desalination.
Right, no, I'm not saying desiccation, but I'm thinking about, well, if desiccation doesn't happen, desalination happens, Carolyn.
Yes, desalination does happen. That's correct. If you put it in salt water. It makes salt saltier. That's not desiccation, is it?
Desiccation is dryness, Carolyn?
Yeah, let's look it up. Look at that rain. Isn't that cool?
I decided not to go to the beach today, and this is why, because of the rain.
This is why. Desiccation is a state of extreme dryness, or the process of extreme drying. A desiccant is a hygroscopic, attracts and holds water substance that induces or sustains in its local vicinity in a moderately sealed container.
Now, that's definition, Ion. Is that overcomplication by the scientific mind?
It's all right. We actually don't hate that one. It's okay.
Okay, so
What was the...
We hate many others more.
Right. Darn, I lost the point that I was going to... So the...
Well, we're sure it was wet.
What?
We're sure it was wet.
Oh, yeah, Aristotle. Very good. He helped me learn, remember, Carol. I knew it. I said, okay, he's telling me. Okay, Aristotle. I think of what I understand a little bit about Aristotle is that he started saying, well, dryness is this and wetness is that. These basic definitions of physicality. Sometimes I think that, well, lately I'm thinking that was useful, that he was doing what we're doing, trying to figure out what was wet and dry for an alchemy or something.
Right.
Is that approximate or is he a waste of time, Ion?
No, it would be a waste of time, but that's okay. You got to time to waste. So
right, but he was trying to say this is wet and this is that dry. He was doing something like what we're doing, trying to get the basic constituents of matter and substance and what to do with it.
Well, the constituency is being able. We can tell Carolyn anything, and she goes with it. But when Carolyn has to validate that position within the construct of what you call the world, then she wants to get her pints and quarts sorted out.
Yeah, like she's respect. If a scientist walks in because she trusts, well, I don't know, what do you do? Well, Carol accepts everybody. This scientist wants to talk in his terms. Carol will make the effort to understand his terms and make her point within his terms, right?
Not so much anymore, but maybe.
That's the old Pisces, but she's not a Pisces anymore.
Once upon a mid-dreary.
Right, but that serves her well a little bit in doing this now because she otherwise wouldn't do it.
Not so much. Now she's telling them to fuck up a rope more.
Right, but she can tell them very in their terms.
Excuse me, please engage in coitus with a rope.
Thank you for engaging coitus with a rope, Carol.
Who did that?
You did.
Instead of being all empathetic, you can just tell them to fuck up a rope now. You don't have to.
So let's carry on, Carol.
I'd like to carry on, Bob. You're going to let me carry on, are you, Bob?
Carry on.
Okay.
Carol, did you write out the five parts, amino acids? Remember the basic constituents?
I'm carrying on, Bob. Blow off.
I got blown off, Ion. No blow job. I got blown off.
That's better than getting blowed up.
Okay, actually the next line of questions, Bob, mute yourself.
Working on that. I'm working my way to that position.
In your food,
I must take a shower first.
I take a shower.
In your foodie water world.
Yeah, my foodie water, so I'm drinking powders and water, Carol.
Yeah. Okay, this was actually a whole bunch of stuff on lysine and then the hydroxylysine and trimethylysine and who knows when I wrote this, but I'm thinking this function might make it useful in galactic collagen venous substance now.
Not necessarily. Collagen is a substance, but it's not predicated on your outcome, is it?
No, collagen may be a substance we can use in GLASTIC with the rest of that sentence.
Maybe.
Glycosylation.
Or a bit of a derivative regarding it, more likely.
Right.
If we were working in the laws of probability. Yeah.
So I think J.W. said he was going to work on that, and then I asked him the other day, and he said he did. So, can I develop this?
He's very worrisome to us.
Oh, really?
Because he won't let it go.
Hmm. Okay, he won't let it go, but that's okay. Is there something that I can develop right now about lysine and GLASTIC, or will I just leave it for another day? There's more that JW can do before I go the next step with this?
Whatever your pleasure is.
I mean, I don't really, I think I should go on because I don't have any specific questions.
Then that's right. But don't throw the sticky away. Just wait. Then all of a sudden you'll have an aha, and when you have the aha, just like now, go right to it.
Okay, then I'll just put that back in the question bin very easily. Okay, and
where'd you get all these questions? He was scanning all your notes, Carolyn?
Constantly.